Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are available to you, oh, let me count the ways, on digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, we're going caroling, kind of. Allison and I are going to spin some of our favorite Christmas music. And let's just say this. Santa Claus, black man.
That's what my song says.
We'll explain. Stay with us. So, for years, millionaire Larry Stewart spent his holiday completing a deed of the true Christmas spirit. He would head to the other side of the proverbial tracks and hand out money, lots of money, to those people in need. And he did it anonymously, earning him the moniker Secret Santa. Over about 25 years, Stewart gave more than $1 million of his own money away, in chunks usually ranging from about 20 to 200 bucks at a time, mostly around his hometown of Kansas City, Missouri. This last January, he died of cancer at the age of 58. And in his final months, after decades of anonymity, he outed himself as Secret Santa so he could ask his friends to carry on the tradition. And this year, the new Secret Santa will hand out some $75,000 in $100 bills stamped with the words, Larry Stewart, Secret Santa. But this new Secret Santa is taking his friend's legacy a step further. He's training disciples all over the country to carry this out. Now, joining us is the close friend of Larry's who is spearheading efforts to carry on the legacy. We have verified his identity, but for the purposes of this interview, we're going to keep his secrecy, keep his anonymity. We're going to call him Secret Santa.
Because that's the right thing to do.
Which is appropriate. And we're also joined by Tom Phillips. He's the sheriff of Jackson County, Missouri, and a longtime friend of the late Larry Stewart and a colleague of the new Secret Santa. Hi, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for sharing some of your time with us this morning. We're going to start with Secret Santa. When your friend, Larry, first told you that he was the original Secret Santa, that he was this guy handing out all these anonymous donations, and that he wanted you to be the person to carry on his legacy, how did you react?
Well, there was a big separation in time from the time that Larry disclosed to me his activity as Secret Santa. And when Larry, after being diagnosed with esophageal cancer, kind of hoodwinked me into helping him, I actually wanted to give Larry money so he could hand it out himself, and he wouldn't let me. He said, no, I have to hand it out myself. And I said, Larry, I don't want to be a Secret Santa. There's only one Secret Santa, and that's you, and I just want you to have it. Well, as Tom will attest, Larry was a very persuasive fellow. And the next thing I know, we were all in Chicago, and he introduced me as a new Secret Santa. And at that point in time, I said, no, I'm not a Secret Santa. I'm Elf 32A. and then later on, as Larry... illness became more serious, I made him an unsolicited promise that this year we would take as many $100 bills as we can with the name Larry Stewart, Secret Santa, and pass them out coast to coast. And with Tom's help and the help of others who were very close to Larry, we were able to do that this year.
Huh. The first few times you actually went out, got dressed up, channeled Santa, went out and handed out this money, what were the kinds of reactions you got from people?
Well, it's a mix. The first time, Larry said, Jim, you know, I can't be everywhere because of my illness. I want you to go out. And I said, Larry, I'm working. And he said, well, go where you're working because I travel. And so the first one was Columbus, Ohio. And then second was Phoenix, Arizona. And he was kind of guiding me through that. And then, of course, this year, the reaction you get is really mixed. Everything from disbelief, is it really $100? Is it counterfeit? To people telling you their story. Sometimes emotion lies right below the surface. And when someone receives just a random, unconditional act of kindness at a point in time in their life when they could really use it, it does bring out emotion and a great amount of satisfaction.
Ooh, can you tell us a story? Can you tell us a story that someone shared with you?
Oh, well, I can tell you some stories that I've had. There are just so many. I'll give you one.
Yeah.
This was at a bus depot in Phoenix, Arizona, and I sat next to a 40-year-old gentleman who was homeless, and everything he had was in his knapsack, which was a blanket, a hat, gloves, and a couple candy bars. And I asked him, where are you going? He says, I'm going to Philadelphia. And I said, why? And he says, I'm going to go visit my dying father. I said, has it been a long time? He says, it's been years. And I said, do you have enough money to get you there? He says, well, I've got, you know, some cents, and I've got my candy bars and my ticket. I said, well, I want to help you make this journey and this Christmas special, especially for when you get there. So here's $300. I said, but there's a condition, and the condition is that you have to do something kind for somebody else this year. Can you do that? He said, yes, I think I can. So we left, and as I turned back a few minutes later, I noticed that this gentleman was taking every one of his earthly possessions, and he was giving it to people who needed it more than he did. That, to me, was a very profound statement, and there are many, many, many others like that.
I want to bring in Tom Phillips, the sheriff of Jackson County. Sheriff Phillips, your role in this is to walk around and protect the Santas, right? They're carrying around a lot of cash.
The way I describe it is I ride shotgun for Santa Claus.
That's a pretty good gig.
Probably the best gig in the whole world.
What do you get out of this? What do you find rewarding about this?
Well, the whole thing of it is in my profession, I've been in it over 30 years now, is we see the worst that can happen to people and what man can do to another person. What this does, it revitalizes me and shows me that there is so many wonderful, great people out there that want to help. And a lot of them are just down on their luck and need a little help to get back up on their feet. And that's what this does. And it shows me that every year. It is my Christmas present, just to go with the Secret Santa.
Yeah. Now, Secret Santa, is there ever concern that someone isn't being honest with you, that they're pulling one over on Santa so they can get some cash, and that they won't use the money for what they're going to say they're going to use it for?
Well, first of all, they don't approach us. We approach them.
Okay.
So there can be no contrived attempt. And second of all, what we do is unconditional. There is no judgment. And we recognize that maybe if we give somebody down on their luck $100 and they may spend it unwisely, that's really their decision. So we don't really care what they do with it.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, in my observation, what I hear most back from them is how they're going to use it. And oftentimes it's not just to help themselves, but it's to help somebody else. One of the things that I've noticed is that people that have the least tend to give the most in proportion to what they have.
Hmm. And now you're training Secret Santas around the country, right?
Yeah, I got to hear about this training.
Yeah.
Exactly.
How do you train a Secret Santa?
Go down and give me 20, Santa. A little stretching.
Well, you know, you have such a young audience. It's really great that we have the opportunity to be with you this morning, because there's a lot of future in this. And we have received just 60,000 hits on our website in the last few days alone, and hundreds of emails. And what is really motivating is the number of individuals that says, I want to help. What can I do? You know, Larry Stewart in Kansas City, with Tom's help, and Tom was with Larry from the very beginning. He's known as Elk Number One. What Larry and Tom did for all those years was light a candle in Kansas City for everybody to see. Everybody looked forward to those stories. Well, to take that candle and multiply that in many cities brightens the entire world, not just Kansas City. So, yes, we would like to see a Secret Santa leader, at least one in every city, that can lead by example with anonymity, good leadership, humility, compassion, and, of course, to hang around with us, a sense of humor. And that brings a sense of friendship among us all, whether it be Secret Santas or elves. One last thing I'd like to say to everybody that's listening is anybody can be a Secret Santa. It doesn't take money, and it's really not about the money. It's about a random act of kindness and then passing it on. And it is a very existential lifting of freedom when you do that.
I want to ask you on that note, Secret Santa, your friend Larry Stewart chose you to carry on his legacy for a reason. I imagine he had other friends. He could have chosen other people, and you were reticent to accept that task. What have you learned about yourself and about the world through this process?
Well, there's actually about four of us, but I'm the one who's kind of taken the lead here, maybe because of my profession and background. What you learn is that kindness is very, very powerful, and there's so much of it in this world. But there's so much need in this world. So what you learned about yourself is you feel good about yourself. You realize that, well, I'll give you the belief. It's very simple. I believe all decisions in life are based on either fear or love. And sometimes we imprison ourselves with fear and we don't do anything. What we do as secret Santas and elves is all about love. There is no fear. So we learn about unconditional love when we do this.
Well, it's a really inspiring story, and I'm sure you're going to get a lot more hits on that website after people hear it on our show. And we really appreciate you taking the time to share some of your experiences with us. Tom Phillips is the sheriff of Jackson County, Missouri, a longtime friend of the late Larry Stewart, the Secret Santa, and one of the new Secret Santas hitting the streets in Kansas City and in other places, who we will just call Secret Santa. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thanks, Santa. Thanks, Sheriff.
God bless.
Very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.